Well, did you have something?
Just one, hopefully short, yeah. Sort of bringing it, just reflecting on that, like back to what we were talking about before with communal and solitary practice, just like this Abhayagiri specific kind of daily and yearly schedule seems to be quite balanced well, and I was just curious about how you and Ajahn Amaro, like, how did that happen? Did you guys plan it from the beginning, or did you have to experiment?
Well, we both have lived in different monasteries and had different experiences. I spent all my time in Thailand. He spent all his time in England, and there were certain elements of training that we both wanted to implement, given that we had a blank canvas, and this is the direction we definitely wanted to go in, and so you know, it took some tweaking along the way and some experimenting, but mostly I think we had a feeling of where, yeah, what direction we wanted to go, and certainly that trying to balance the communal and time and solitude were important to both of us, and maybe a bit more for me the solitude aspect in there, not that I, but Ajahn Amaro certainly has a appreciation as well, and his time in England was that's a very kind of and especially those years now it's quite different, his formative years in England, the kind of the community dynamics were very, very intense, and a lot of it was situations that they're in. I mean, that's one of the things that we were having, say, a big forest in California. We've got the space to everybody to have kutis. And the Ajahn Amaro, right off the bat, first coming here, your first, it's like everybody out in the forest. I mean, there was the house that we had, nobody ever spent the night there.
First few weeks, yeah, before we got to inside.
Yeah, well, okay, but that's...
You had to have the tailspots. Yeah, yeah. It's like
that down there was just a real briar.
I was on that very
grand one.
Yeah.
I
was chopping away for a few weeks.
Yeah, so, and people are already... out, fairly, like, Jinwi Suti was up at where the sauna is now? Is that where his tent site was?
I think at his first tent site was... Yeah, right, that's right, at the sauna, yeah. I'm sorry, I was thinking the one Kevin was in there.
Yeah. So, you know, people were already, that ethos was there, and just having forest, and then having a monastery that you actually built as a monastery. Ajahn Amaro was just over the moon to be able to do that, because it was for me it was sort of kind of a given, but for him he'd spent his whole vast majority of his monastic life. They're trying to fit monastic life into existing buildings and structures that weren't monasteries, and then also not having the space. So both of us really saw that the value in that balance of communal and solitude and. the opportunity to rely on the forest as a place of